Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're being joined by Christian Olson, Vice President for Statewide Residential Campuses at Utah State University. Christian, it's a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Aiden, I always appreciate these opportunities.
And, you know, it's always nice to have leaders in our community, whether it be elected officials or leaders of businesses, universities, who are willing to come in and talk about what's going on at their schools and kind of introduce themselves. And, you know, luckily for you, you don't need as much of an introduction to the area. You served here before in Price, and now you went down to Blanding for a few years, but now you're back in kind of a complete campus covering all of those and Moab in between. So I think a good place to kind of start our conversation today is, when you first got the news that you were kind of being uplifted to this vice president of statewide residential campuses, what was running through your head as you got that message, as you got that phone call?
To be honest, lucky. I felt lucky because I lived here for 6 years on the Price and worked on the USU Eastern campus, and it is just a great campus, a great community. Carbon and Emory counties are really filled with a lot of incredible and special people in ways that I haven't seen in other places that I've lived. And so I felt really lucky to be able to come back. I didn't think I would ever, you know, come back to the Price area. And so when my supervisor called up and said, hey, we're going to be making these changes, we're going to have you take oversee all of the operations for USU from Price South, and we anticipate that you'll want to live in Price, I jumped on the opportunity because it was a chance to come back to somewhere that I really enjoyed being.
And, you know, that's what you like to hear, is people enjoy being in the area. They enjoy Carbon, Emory counties, and all of eastern Utah. It's nice to know that we have someone here who wants to be here. They're not being forced down here. They're happy to be here, and that makes all the difference. Now, like we talked about, you have a lot of experience in higher education, working at both USU Eastern down in the Blanding campus. How do you think this experience kind of shapes you as a leader?
So one of the things that I love about Utah State University is how they really work with people to help them be able to grow within their careers, to be able to learn and to develop leadership skills. And so I've been lucky enough to be able to serve in a wide variety of roles with Utah State University. When I first came to the Price campus, I oversaw recruiting and then admissions and advising and student services and quite a few other things. When I moved out to Blanding, I moved more into a senior leadership role and was over all of the operations down there, and then over the Moab campus as well. So one of the things that I feel like I've had the ability to do is really understand USU from the ground up. In a way that maybe somebody else hasn't had that opportunity, because they moved in from a senior leadership position from somewhere else and then came into the area. But I'm able to understand everything from the day-to-day life of a recruiter and how much time and effort that takes, that they spend on the road, to admissions challenges, to enrollment, to advising, and everything in between there. And so it gives me a pretty global perspective. I work with a tremendous number of offices across the statewide system up in Logan, and I know a lot of people because of the wide variety of roles that I've been able to serve in. And so I think that puts me in a pretty good position in terms of understanding how the campuses operate, understanding the different components of the campus and what they need, and then being able to help those offices excel at their mission and their responsibility.
And, you know, being able to have that wide breadth of experience like you do at one university, that's extremely beneficial, not just for you, like you said, but for all the employees working under you. Being able to understand those unique challenges that can come from each of those departments, really, you can't overstate how important that is. But rather than bringing someone in who may have been a senior level position at a different institution, you know how these universities operate. You know kind of the challenges they face and what they need to do. Now, you're taking over this position in, I think, a time of change, not just for mm-hmm. Utah State, but a change in higher education statewide. How do you kind of plan on leading the university through this time of change in your position?
That's a really good question. And it's not even just a time of change in the state. It's a time of change nationally as well. They're making a lot of changes in Washington, D.C. that are affecting each of the universities across the country. And a time of change just generally that is happening. I feel like COVID, you know, came along 5 years ago and just, it feels like it tipped over the apple cart and we've never put the apple cart back up right. Like it's been one change after another, and it's just constant and it's hard to keep up with. But what I've found in a time of change is there are tremendous opportunities in a time of change. So you can take the approach like, oh my gosh, everything's changing. Can it just please slow down and let me catch my breath? Or the way that I like to approach it is like, holy cow, there's a lot of things changing. What are the opportunities that we can take advantage of within this time of change? And that approach allows you to be a little bit more optimistic. It feels a little less stressful because it's exciting due to the fact that there are a lot of opportunities in a time of change that can really make fundamental differences in how things operate and really improve things for the future. And so that's really the way that I'm approaching this time of change is, yes, some of this is external. It's being, you know, asked of us by other entities. But those entities, I think, have our best interest in mind. And they're asking us, how can you do things a little bit better? How can you improve? And so we're having the opportunity to take a close look at those things and be able to evaluate, hey, is there some things that we can do a little bit better that we can get more efficient at? How can we better serve our local regions and our students? And so that's just the way, Aiden, that I'm approaching it and trying to find those opportunities that we can meet the expectations of external entities, but also opportunities that maybe we weren't looking at before because it wasn't a time of change. And so we can identify new areas that we can improve.
I really like your approach to that. It's not a big change. It's an opportunity, like you said. And I really like that that's your mindset approaching this because, you know, I'd never really thought of it like that. But having someone who's kind of boots on the ground, knows the ins and outs of these changes, seeing it as an opportunity really helps kind of enlighten your view on these situations. Now, you haven't had much time to catch your breath. You've been kind of nonstop since coming here. What's it been like trying to get settled back here in Price?
One of the great things, it's been a whirlwind, quite frankly, Aiden. But within that whirlwind has been amazing people, both on the campus and in the community. And they understand that this is a time of change and a lot of things are altering. And they have been nothing more than supportive on the campus in helping me be able to get up to speed on a lot of things, introducing me to individuals that had moved into the area that I wasn't familiar with before, helping me understand some of the things that have changed over the last 6 years that I've been gone down in the Blanding and Moab region. And so it's really been eye-opening in the fact of the quality of the individuals that work on the campus and a reminder of the quality and wonderful characteristics of the people that live in Price. That's the thing that I'm busy. Everybody's busy. But when you're surrounded by really great people, it just makes it doesn't feel heavy. It feels productive.
Yeah, having that support system behind you really helps ease that transition. Now, like you mentioned earlier, you're covering Price and South pretty much when mm-hmm. it comes to Utah State. How do you plan on trying to balance these different campuses and their different needs? Because the needs in Price probably aren't going to line up with what the needs in Moab and the needs in Blanding are. They each have kind of different problems and different predicaments they might find themselves in. How do you plan on managing balancing all of those different institutions?
really good people, Aiden. I've got a couple of really good people down in Blanding and Moab that we elevated their roles, and they are just fantastic individuals. In fact, as I was pulling up today to speak with you, I was on the phone with somebody down in Blanding working through a bit of a challenge that we have, and she's just fantastic and outstanding and is a great leader. The same in Moab, and I'll spend time down there. So I'll head down there a few times a month, down to Blanding and down to Moab, and stay connected. And then I retain quite a few duties in those areas as well. It's not like I can't just forget about them because I've got those responsibilities. But the key is working with those individuals that are in place, helping to nurture them, helping them to grow their capacities and their abilities, and then leaning on them when I need them. And the great thing is they're just outstanding people in Blanding. They are outstanding people in Moab. And they are picking up in areas that I've had to shift off my plate so that I could focus on the USU Eastern campus. Because, as you know, USU Eastern, it's about three times the size of Blanding and Moab put together. And so it just requires a little bit more attention, as it should. And so with that shift of focus, it's putting a little bit more responsibility on the people down on the south, but they are also willing to step up to the change and to the challenge. And they are some of my favorite people in the world because they are good at what they do.
You know, being able to talk to some employees, both current and former, of Utah State, that's one thing that people are very consistent about, is they love the people they work with. Everyone's willing to step up to take that extra mile if it means helping each other. And that's just something, it's hard to find in a workplace, but USU Eastern and Utah State statewide really has found that. Now, Christian, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I'd say a couple of things. It's an exciting time on the campus right now. We're doing some great things in athletics. We're doing some fantastic things in our academics. I spent some time over the past couple of weeks speaking with faculty members, and they are just doing some really incredible things with the students. We're hiring more faculty members that now have a research component, and we are tasking those faculty members with doing research that serves the local communities. So not just esoteric research or research that is going to help, you know, people in another state, but people that are affected by challenges in their own community. We also recently announced we're going to build some new housing on campus, which will allow us to host more students. We keep filling up our housing, and then we have to turn students away. So we're going to start working on that project. It's still about 2 years away before we end up are having that open and ready to go. But we are actively working on that. So there's a lot of exciting things happening on the campus right now here in Price and in Carbon and Emory counties. And I think the future, honestly, even though it's a time of chaos and a time of change, the future is incredibly bright. And I just see the campus continuing to move in a positive direction and us continuing to attract more and more students on the campus.
It's an exciting time at Utah State University Eastern and Utah State Residential Campuses statewide. Christian, it was a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, Aiden. Thanks for this opportunity.
Again, that was Christian Olson, Vice President for Statewide Residential Campuses at Utah State University. We were talking about his change into his role and how he's adjusting to that and how he wants to lead the university to the future. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.